Hello, chummers. Welcome back. It's Shadow on Empty. Hey.
Trying to get into the mood for this evening for tonight's topic, which we'll get to in a second. First, though, as usual, gotta introduce my guests. We have with us this evening, you know him, you love him, Austin. Austin, how are you doing tonight?
I, too, am a typical New York City denizen. Hello. Coffee, bagels.
Coffee, bagels. All right. Joining us again for the second time. You know him from a wonderful podcast that he has, of an absolute Drekstorm. Karma, how you doing?
Hi, Easy. I'm doing great. I can't think of a joke that rhymes with New York City. So I'm doing well, though.
Well, I guess that's a start, right?
Yeah, it's something. I'll get there eventually.
Eventually. Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, using your amazing powers of deduction, dear listener, we're going to talk about New York City. I guess this is where I would put in a spit take of that commercial for, what was it? Salsa? Right?
Salsa? What?
Yeah, right? Or is that before your time?
I think that might be before my time. I might be
made in New York City?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. Me being a youngster and all.
I'm on an island by myself here.
As someone from the Southwest, I take it offensively if you think that you have good salsa in New York City. I just want to put that out there. I can assure you, you don't.
Having been in that area, I can agree. It's tough to beat salsa once you've had it there. It's disappointing around here is all I'm saying, back on the East Coast.
Something about authenticity, you know, it just goes a long way.
Something about it, you know, you're right there. Maybe it's something that we'll have to add in and talk about when we get over to talking about the cost and Dallas, the Dallas area. But not tonight. Tonight we're keeping it on the East Coast, traversing up from talking about the Washington, D.C. area. Now just heading on north to good old New York, technically where all the problems started in the Sixth World.
Yeah.
Right?
So we should just bomb the Sixth, or like New York, like right now. Let's just get rid of it so that
just like they did to Chicago in the Sixth World.
Yeah, right? Precisely. And Chicago's not an issue anymore, so.
There you go. See, we're figuring it out. All right. So, I guess, here we go. How do we get there?
Plane.
I mean,
car train.
You're not wrong. There are a few options. to get us there.
The three most prominent are generally planes, trains, and automobiles, right?
They are definitely planes, trains, and automobiles. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll start with planes. If you want to travel by air into the mega sprawl of New York, there are two major airports that do both international and domestic flights, are handled by good old John F. Kennedy Airport, JFK, in Queens, and then Newark Airport in northern New Jersey, LaGuardia. JFK runs a rapid transit line to Grand Central Station, Port Authority Bus Terminal, Penn Station, and Midtown Hotels in Manhattan by way of the Ronald Reagan Bridge for the Masses. Sounds great, right?
That sounds wonderful.
For the upper crust, There are full tilt and rotorcraft service to and from the various Midtown aeropads. The rail line will cost you about 10 new yen, while air transport will cost you around 75 new yen. So choose your trips accordingly. And since we said trains, planes, and automobiles, bus, cab, or train is another option. If you come by the Blue Line Tours and Trips, Whippet Bus Company, and Big Apple Express, or any other long-distance bus line, you arrive at the Port Authority Bus Terminal on 42nd and 8th. If you arrive by Amtrak, you come into Penn Station at 32nd Street and 7th and 8th Avenues. Both of these are well positioned for all manner of subway service. That's getting there, but getting in is kind of different. So are you a resident, a non-resident worker, a resident worker, a non-resident non-worker, legal or illegal, long-term or short-term, rich or poor? These are just a few of the questions you should be asking yourself when you're trying to get in to the New York sprawl. The first thing you got to know is that Manhattan has got a thing for passes. You have three basic types: resident, work, and temporary. Resident passes are white, solid white for full-time residents, white with a green stripe for part-time residents, whereas work passes are blue and also come in two types. Those with a white stripe indicate that you live and work in New York, and those with a red stripe indicate that you live but don't work in the city. Temporary passes are red and are issued on a monthly basis. Occasionally, you might see a black pass. Those are permanent guests.
Permanent guest? What does that mean?
Well, we'll get to that a little later. This is just telling you that Manhattan loves passes, and it's all color-coded.
That's cute.
Right? Otherwise, how would you know where you're going? You can also get to Manhattan by water, but only if you're in one of the monstrous city liners or on a registered private boat. If not, you'll most likely be identified as a smuggler, and Port Authority will take appropriate action, meaning most likely blowing you out of the water.
Nah, I'm sure they're really nice over there.
Right? They're the best. So one of the other questions that you may be asking yourself before we get too much further is, what's so different about the New York sprawl? Well, New York, officially named City of New York, in often called New York City to distinguish it from the rest of the state, also known affectionately as the Big Apple, in recent decades, the East Coast Stock Exchange has returned to New York, but the UN has remained in Geneva, Switzerland. They have not come back. This was mostly due, the reason they left is because of the heavy damage during the major earthquake that hit New York, and they never fully recovered. After the earthquake, the corps rebuilt the island of Manhattan, and that catapults Manhattan Island into being New York itself.
Huh.
They've torn down the old boroughs. Like, New York isn't what we know of it today.
Right.
Is this a Futurama situation?
I guess, kind of.
Have we just built new New York and inside subterranean of... old New York?
You know, part of it probably did fall into the fault line.
I mean, it's probably also where, like, the ghouls would live, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That'd be the best, see? Right?
You just don't go down there.
No. I mean,
yeah, pretty much. It'll be fine.
The Orc Underground could continue to be literal if they set up New York there, too.
They could have their own underground. Yeah, New York City, officially Manhattan, Inc. Manhattan Incorporated. It is the most populous city in the United Canadian and American States and the most densely populated major city in all of North America. They have a population of over 44 million.
Wow.
Within only 41,000-ish square kilometers.
That seems like a lot.
How many kilometers is that in freedom units? You knew what you were going to ask. You always do this.
I should have been ready for it.
Every time. I don't know how far a kilometer is. Was that like 6 miles?
So 41,000 kilometers in freedom units, aka miles, is 25,476.
I mean, that's not a lot of miles for how many people it feels like there are.
44 million?
Yes.
That's people living on top of people who are then living on top of more people.
Easy, if you could do some math for us real quick. If you divided the 44 million into the freedom units, how many people per mile would we be looking at there? Roughly.
You gotta
give the people what they want, Easy.
It's very important.
Math is what they want.
And the people are me. I'm the people. Give me what I want.
You know what? Gonna do some math here for you, because that's what you want.
Woo.
Take your time.
Karma, if you want to go ahead and start rolling that Jeopardy music in the background.
All right, I'll get it running.
Roughly 1,600.
1,600 people per mile.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a
decent
population
amount.
Density right there.
That's like a small town per mile.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No wonder they had starvation issues.
Oh, you know what? That's not right.
Did you forget to carry the two? All right.
No. I did. I only did 40 million, not 44.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. So my it's bad. Even more?
So it's even more.
It's 1,760.
Oh, my God.
So it's 160 more.
160 more. Gracious. All right, that's fair.
Sorry. Sorry. My bad, everybody.
Better be.
I'm glad you caught yourself. I didn't want to have to. It was
an important.
Embarrass you on this one.
Important mathematical difference of 160 more people per mile.
I mean, that's a lot of people still per mile to like have to add into. So, you know.
You know, that's easily like a whole Holiday Inn Express per mile.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not even counting like the conference halls, man. That's
no.
that's just rentable rooms.
Yeah, right?
Jeez.
Think how many coffin motels are just stacked on top of each other.
Literal tens.
Well, with that in mind, how much do you think it costs to live in this wonderful.
Oh, too much.
Place.
Yeah, I mean, way too much. Too, like, just like now, probably too much.
Yeah, for a one bedroom, no bathroom, I'm gonna say like probably 3,000 new yen.
Closet space is what you're living in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're living in someone's closet. That's what that's a one bedroom, no bath.
Well, yeah. To give us an idea, a hotel that looks safe enough to sleep in.
that's an oddly specific parameter, but all right.
I don't know. In New York, that's a pretty high standard. I don't know.
No, that's that is fair.
For a and for a ritzy one in Midtown.
Okay.
You're looking at paying 400 to 500 new yen a night.
Wow. Gosh.
That's a bit.
Nearly 2,000 new yen a night for a suite.
Wow. Economy. Wow.
You look well, that's for the ritzy one. Like, if you just want the less elegant.
That's to be able to sleep at night without having fear of death.
If you want to live a little edgier, not have your bathroom minced, and
not have a bathroom, probably.
Probably, or a
communal bathroom.
Yeah, I was gonna say a private one, probably a communal one. You'd probably run 50 new yen a night.
Oh, that's not bad.
For a double,
that's not bad.
For a double per person.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right.
That's doable.
You also, and because we were talking about it, there are sports clubs that also have closet space renting for about, are you ready? 12 new yen a night.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, hey.
There you go. What a way to live.
One closet, hey,
you're
please.
You're in a club, too. So, I mean, you know, it's always a party.
When you're ready to live down at the Y.
If you just got to go catch like 6 hours, man, for $12.
That's not bad.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Better than sleeping on the street.
That's true. True, true. When eating, oh boy, watch out for these tourist traps. And don't eat in Midtown or Times Square. Because if you do, be ready to drop around 200 new yen for you and a date.
Oof.
Well, also, if you eat in Times Square, then you have the, you always run the gambit of being accosted by legally distinct Elmo and Mickey Mouse to
legally distinct
to get them to, you know, so you can pay money to take pictures with them. If you guys had to pick a legally distinct mascot to dress up in a costume as to try to make money as a side hustle, what character would you go for?
I think like Darth Vader could be cool.
Oh, it's got to be like the jankiest Darth Vader.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. like horrible. But
your cape has to be like a cut open trash bag.
And it's not even the full helmet mask. It's just like the one that's
the front.
Over
it's
your
the
front.
Half. Yeah, it's the half with the yeah, string.
And it's got the plastic cut in the front that you always cut your tongue in while you're trying to talk.
A real Hank Venture move right there.
Mm-hmm. That's the reference right there.
I would go with the Michelin Man, and I would literally just get used tires and spray paint them white, and then just stack them around me.
That's jank.
They wouldn't be able to move, but that also makes it easier because then you don't have to do a lot of mobility. You know, you just stand there. Easy. Who would be your legally distinct mascot?
I'm gonna go with good old tried and true, very recognizable. Mr. Ronald McDonald.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You just get the yellow rain jumpsuit and throw some white paint on your face with some like horrible like 4 a.m. red lipstick.
get the worst red wig you could possibly.
Oh, it's like the rattiest thing that you can find in the dollar bin at the Halloween store, and then you just run around. Hey kids, buy a Happy Meal.
Hey, you're not allowed to tell him to buy a Happy Meal. That's copyrighted. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, buy a smiley meal.
I was gonna say a joyous feast, but that's
a joyous feast.
Consume joyous feasts.
Ingest smile meal to create smile.
Ingest smile snack. be amused. So speaks Roland McDolan.
Roland knows. Oh, God.
Roland says, consume.
Oh, you guys are going to love this one. You know how in most sprawls in the Yukos, and well, pretty much anywhere in the sixth world, you know, you can drive wherever you want to go, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Usually.
Oh, technically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Technically. Not Manhattan.
Oh.
If you're in Manhattan, first off, chances are you don't have a car because you can't afford it. maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe just like if you're lucky. Day.
For real, right? For real.
But even then, if you have a motorcycle, if the cop catches you, and they probably will, you better have a permit for it.
Mm.
Ever since the revitalization or the rebirth after they were built back from the quake, vehicles have been banned from Manhattan Island.
Wow.
I mean, that's probably a good call.
Probably.
Unless you've got a white card.
Remember
the card? There's the color system? Yeah.
White privilege all over again.
Oh my God. Oh boy. Hey, you said it, bud. You said it.
Easy. Piggybacking off of that notion, does this extend to the Bronx by chance? I just asking for a friend.
Hey,
no
cool
particular
notion.
Reason.
Cool notion. The Bronx, not part of New York
Manhattan.
Anymore.
Oh, not part of New York at all?
No.
Good.
Good. No. You know what? Yeah, good.
Yeah.
No.
The Bronx is too cool to be part of New York anyway.
Not a real place anymore.
Oh, just not. No, just doesn't exist at all.
You know what? Good.
you know, I don't know if I'd go that far.
So let me find that part so that we can explain a little bit, because there's a lot to unpack right there.
No, context just slows the show down easy.
Who needs it?
Who needs context? We don't need that around here.
No, that's fair. I would, if I was going to have to transport around Manhattan, I would go for moped. I think moped would be the way to do it.
Technically, motorized vehicle, technically still a vehicle.
Ah.
It got doesn't fall under the same. Wait,
it got that white pass. It got that white pass. Not gonna work.
It should fall under the same classification as a motorcycle, though.
Yeah, and you need that. Motorcycle is classified as a vehicle.
Yeah, but the only time that I'd ever be in New York is if I live there. I'm not gonna go visit New York. Why would you ever want to do that? What a waste of money.
I'm not getting one of those green passes or whatever color they were.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's terrible. Okay, here it is. New York metropolitan area has the 44 million population, makes it one of the largest megaplexes in the world. The city proper consists of Manhattan Incorporated and the five counties.
Oh, they're not boroughs anymore.
No, five counties: the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island.
Okay. But you said the Bronx was gone.
Well, I mean that it's not part of, not technically.
Oh,
part.
Instead of, it's not a, it, the, because the borough system has been removed, they're independent entities. Okay.
Yes.
When you were saying it the way you said it, I thought you just meant the Bronx was
No.
Like,
so did I actually.
That's why I was more, I'm like, what happened to the Bronx?
This is why we needed the context.
The Bronx Wars of 2052? Like, what's going on, man?
With the exception of Staten Island, each of those counties is home to at least 5 million people.
Still too many people.
Those are just the count. Those counties. Those five counties have has like a million people each, on top of the 44 million in Manhattan.
Wow.
And is the real estate for the counties included with the real estate that we converted over for the Manhattan population density? Because if not, I'm assuming that each one of those is smaller than Manhattan.
Yes, and each one of those is smaller.
Even having just a million people in that is too many. That's too many people.
Yeah, well, each of them has a 1 million, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it if the city was considered connected like it used to be, it would be the largest metroplex in the world.
As a point of reference, do you want to take a guess as to what the current population of New York City is?
I have no idea.
Five people.
Tell him what he's won.
An incorrect answer is what he's won.
Wow. So what is the official population?
8.4
million people.
Million.
I mean,
yes,
honestly,
sorry.
I was only 3.4 off. I was pretty close.
That was as of 2021, I should say as well, because I think that's the last time that we have census information.
Yeah,
on it, but
yeah,
still,
we haven't had one of those in a while.
8.4. So we're looking at literally a fifth of the population. Goodness. As the current population in New York, and that's still too many people.
God.
Yikes.
That's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, for comparative context, LA is 3.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still a lot, but that is under half the amount of people that are in New York City. That's crazy.
Wow. So obviously, one of the reasons that they probably ban vehicle is because if everyone had a vehicle, oh my God, you'd be gridlocked everywhere.
Well, also the pollution.
I'm sure they really care.
Well, at that point, you would have to, because like you literally could not exist outside. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that for the live-in mega corporation buildings, they probably don't care. But for everybody else, that's not good.
Yeah, true. I guess.
So there is transportation around Manhattan. You can jump on the rails, the railways, and that transportation does go outside of the city, where you'll be dropped off. There's a rail connection across the Ronald Reagan that links up to most of the Queens and Brooklyn bus systems, but it deposits you at the customs center. To be able to get in and out of the city. So you better have your color-coded card ready. Above ground in Manhattan is the new L, which runs north-south along both shores and then heads east-west. It's an elevated maglev system that serves mostly Midtown and adjoining areas. It only costs you 3 New Yen per trip, or you could get a monthly pass for 40.
There you go.
And of course, there's below ground transport. There is the subway. Much of it caved in during the earthquake, but portions were rebuilt to handle the migration of workers to and from the city each day. The subways primarily service the less prestigious sections of town. A one-way fare to anywhere on the subway system is 2 New Yen. Much of the old subway system remains unused and unmaintained. But for those in the know, this allows you to get anywhere because no one comes to check it or run maintenance. So, you know, mm-hmm. you're risking your own hide by using it. But if you need to evade any prying eyes, that's the way to go. And then finally, the last alternative for getting around is a licensed cab that works the streets. Most of these cabs are north of 32nd Street. The fares are steep at 2 New Yen a block. But at least your ride is safe.
Is there any chance that it's a Johnny cab?
Yes, there is a chance that it could be an unmanned cab. There are some manned and some autonomous.
There's so you either get a robot or you get Corbin Dallas.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Or, you know, there's always Cash Cab.
Oh, I would love to win free New Yen by doing trivia on my way to destinations.
Right? You have to think it's still got to be a hit game show in the Sixth World.
Especially with how expensive everything else is. Yeah, absolutely.
So here we can talk a little bit more about the breakup of Manhattan and when all that took place. It's around 2027. Manhattan legally has been New York City since 2027. In Manhattan Incorporated versus the state of New York, the city forced the boroughs of Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and the Bronx, all formerly part of New York City, to separate from it. In effect, this suit let Manhattan secede from the rest of New York City, keeping the name and all of the prestige. Realizing that they would be unable to stand alone, the boroughs tried to stick together at first. Their attempt was their inability to agree on a better name than Quad Counties.
Well, why would they be quad counties when there's five of them? That's already off to a terrible start.
Exactly.
I can understand why they said that was a bad name. It's a bad name.
Eventually, each goes its separate way, all becoming counties of New York State, municipal entities unto themselves in late 2029. So there's your official breakup and the timeline of when it happens.
Okay.
And then there's a breakdown of the differences between those seceded counties. Brooklyn and Queens still walk the line between suburb and sprawl. Most people would say they're more sprawl than suburb. And Brooklyn does have the Brooklyn Naval Yards, which were reclaimed by the UCAS as a base for much of the country's non-carrier North and Mid-Atlantic fleet. The Coast Guard also bases out of here. Staten Island ranges from dirt poor to filthy rich. For years, Staten Island wanted out of New York City and has done a surprisingly good job of running things since they got their wish.
Good old Staten Island.
Well, one of the things that helps is the additional income from the Staten Island carrier base, home port of the Wolverine Light Carrier Battle Group. So they've got the UCAS Navy adding their taxes. The best thing that can be said about the Bronx, which is mostly commercial and residential poor and lower middle class.
Nothing if you ask karma.
is the Villers Arcology Project. The Arcology, which is under construction on the southernmost tip of the Bronx. This is back in the 2050s. Adjacent to Harlem River. Over the area they used to call Mott Haven. Maybe one of these days it'll actually be finished.
Hey, they're working on it, all right? That's what infrastructure's for, right?
That's true. Right? That's what they think. It's been plagued by design flaws, accidents, and outright terrorism.
Ooh, fun.
Some people in the Bronx claim that it's a cursed project.
Nah,
couldn't be, right?
That doesn't seem right.
No way. Then we have the culture shock of 2077. To some, the New York Megaplex, with their large immigrant and metahuman population, seems more of an international and diverse city than something that's just UCAS or corporate. But To others, the city's very openness to newcomers make it the archetype of a, quote, nation of immigrants and the mythic, end quote.
Something, something, hungry, poor, huddled masses. Something.
Right, right. Give me your poor, give me your huddled masses, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it keeps in mind that New York is clearly a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
The immigrant communities in the cities are dominated by a few nationalities. In New York, no single country or region of origin dominates. The seven largest countries of origin are the Dominican Republic, one of the Chinese states, Jamaica, Russia, the Italian Confederation, Poland, and the Indian Union. With over 6 million elves, 6 million orcs, and nearly 2 million dwarves, 2 million trolls, the tri-state area, North America, and the world call New York City home. So you've got quite a few diverse metahuman. There's also, supposedly, a 500,000 changelings.
Wow.
And over 1 million magicians, both hermetic and shamanic.
Hmm.
It's also very diverse in the different types of magicians that you could run into, ranging from a black magic witch to, wow, to an Islamic mystic.
Hmm.
So you have a bunch of different hermetic traditions represented, as well as a variety of different totems. I love that they even mentioned that you could even run into a Zoroastrian magician. Because why not? Nearly 30 million New Yorkers are citizens of the big mega corporations. Coincidentally, they are mostly human. Only about 500,000 corporate citizens in New York City are metahuman, and most of those are either elves or dwarves. But I bet when you look at their security forces, you're going to find a bunch of trolls and orcs.
They get the job done, you know.
They do, in fact. Should we talk about the quake a little bit?
I suppose.
It is a major event that does happen that shakes up the whole city and causes a lot of this turmoil.
It shakes up the whole city, huh?
Yeah, weird how I said that, huh? The city was the center of a 5.8 quake that happened at 7:20 in the morning on August 12th of 2005. There were over 200,000 reported deaths and $200 billion worth of damage was suffered. Among the dead, you had workers in the high-rises, passengers, and MTA employees on two commercial airplanes and hundreds of firemen, policemen, and rescue workers who responded to the disaster. The city was in ruins, having taken most of the major damage. Because the outer boroughs suffered less, they were used for evacuation and treatment centers. It was a freak of nature that the only Manhattan... Excuse me. It was a freak of nature that the only Manhattan building of any size that didn't collapse was the Empire State Building.
Huh. It's kind of cool.
It was damaged, but all it needed was a little re-strengthening.
It's just a little wobble. It's still good.
It's fine. It's fine. No worries. Because of that, because of the quake, the East Coast Stock Exchange was moved to Boston, and the United Nations moved their headquarters to Geneva.
Hey Chummer, just a quick aside, if you are enjoying the episode, be sure to rate it if on audio, or if you are on YouTube, give us a like and subscribe as we are trying to reach our 1,000 subs goal. You can also support us over on Patreon at patreon.com/critical_hits. Finally, if you are interested in taking your tabletop gaming to the next level, check out the episode description for an affiliate link to DriveThruRPG. So the next time you're looking to expand your library and want to help support us, drop that link in. And now, back to the show.
Currently, the government of the city of New York uses the trappings of old New York City, but that's where it ends. At the top sits the mayor of New York, who, let me see if I can find the current one as of 2070. Don't have the current one. The one in the 2040s is Andrew T. Small. Then to run the show below the mayor, you have the city council, which people say that their true job is to publicly support the mayor via as many Tridio programs as they can manage in a day. The real players that kind of run the place are the Corporate Advisory Board, though their official role is to advise the mayor on city business matters. Since everything is business in New York, they generate paperwork that the mayor signs. In the 2040s, the membership of the Manhattan Inc. Consortium, which is the corporate advisory board, is made up of Ares, Aztechnology, Fucci, Netlink Telecommunications, Prometheus Engineering, SaterCrupp Heavy Industries, Sony DataWorks, Transorbital, UCOS Data Systems, and Villers International. A lot of these get shaken up as time goes on. The big players that stay around are Ares, Aztechnology, SaterCrupp, and then from the ashes of some of the others, you have, I think, Shiawase steps in and Horizon steps in.
But it's mostly the same big three that we have in most of the rest of North America.
Big surprise, right? So we mentioned passes before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their color coding. And you know in the Sixth World that if you don't have a sin, you're no one. You're not in the system. You have no rights, right?
Right.
Well, in New York, if you don't have a pass, you're less than no one. You're in illegal. So like we mentioned, resident passes are white and come in two variations, the solid white for full-timers and the green striped for part-timers.
Yeah, I believe Karma said something about white supremacy earlier, right?
Yes, there was a white supremacy privilege, right? White privilege.
Yeah, right. Privilege. Yeah, yeah, supremacy. Privilege. Not so much. I stand by that one.
So both of these types are reserved nearly exclusively for the social elite. So you're right.
I know.
If you call New York home. and therefore dump most of your money there if you get a solid white pass.
Mm.
If you have residence other, if you have any residence other than New York, you get a white pass with a green stripe. What does that mean? It means unlimited access to even the most restricted of shopping centers, special deals at various financial institutions, unlimited vehicle access to the island of Manhattan, automatic subscription to either Dock Wagon or Medivac services. It auto-subscribes you in. It also means preferential treatment by some of the police forces. Mostly depending on who they are and who the corporate sponsor is. Since all white passes are corporate sponsored, the only way to get one is if a corp backs your application. You know how likely you are to get one?
Super likely, probably. Corps are super nice. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The white residence pass is reviewed once every 5 years. Oof. Or by an officiating body if you can fill out enough forms to cause a ruckus to create a request. So, yeah, you weren't wrong about the privilege part. It's just corporate privilege. Then you got your work passes. Work passes are for wage slaves. They're blue and have a white stripe for residents of New York who work within its borders, or a red stripe for those who live in New York but work in one of the counties. The blue passes don't entitle even New York residents to own in-city transportation. So they have to walk or take mass transit. The blue work passes are reviewed yearly or at the request of an officiating or law enforcement body. Notice how law enforcement can't request reviews of white passes. Then you've got your temporary passes. For those who work in New York but don't live there, you get a red temporary access pass. You're barely anybody.
You're barely people.
It's a solid red card. You get reviewed every 6 months at nearly anybody's request.
Jesus.
If it's red, go ahead.
It would make it convenient if your job in within, you know, the city limits was being a soccer referee. Because you'd already have your red card on you.
Right.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Show people you live here. Sort of.
And they'll think that you're ejecting them from the building.
So if it's a red with a gray stripe, you're basically a guest card. You get reviewed once a month. Corps, if they like, can get special guests a gray special guest card. Ooh. It's a solid gray. It's the equivalent of a white card as far as perks are concerned, but it gets reviewed every 6 months. And the bearer is the responsibility of the sponsoring corp. If the gray card has a red stripe, it's a monthly pass and the rough equivalent of a blue pass. And then remember how I said there are the black passes. These are restricted passes and are issued to felons.
Oh.
That's right. If you're convicted of a crime, you get to carry a black pass. If it has a white stripe, you're a residential criminal. If it has a blue stripe, you're a working class criminal. If it has a red stripe, you are a temporary criminal.
I like the concept of temporary criminal. What exactly does that entail?
It's like a red pass. You're only there temporarily.
Oh, you're only temporarily in trouble with the law. I see.
Yeah, precisely. You've got a black pass to show that you're a criminal, but it has the red stripe on it, which means you'll only be there temporarily, right? Because all criminals follow the law.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Okay. I thought you meant that the red stripe meant that you were temporarily a criminal, not that you were going to be there temporarily and are a criminal. I misunderstood.
Okay. Okay.
I liked it better when we could just be temporary criminals.
Right. And supposedly, if a corporation sponsors it, you can get a black pass with a gray stripe for their, quote, special criminal guests. Anyone who commits any crime above a misdemeanor or five misdemeanors within a 5-year period gets a black card. That is your ID for the next 5 years. If they've been a good citizen during those 5 years, the city gives them their old card back. Now, what does a black card get you?
Probably a hard time, I would imagine.
Oh, the worst of times. You are persona non grata as far as anyone above Drek level is concerned. Everything you do is scrutinized. Some places won't let you near the door. Don't expect the use of public, or don't expect the use of special transport. Barely even allowed on public transport, for that matter. Expect to be hoofing it wherever you gotta go.
I mean, at least you'll get your steps in.
That's true. So the problem of these passes in New York is compounded because the passes act as a cred stick as well as it being your ID.
I see no way that this would cause any type of issue. Go on.
The pass card acts as a cred stick. White passes are either platinum or gold equivalents. Blue or red are either silver or standard. And gray runs the range from standard to platinum, depending on the wishes of the sponsoring corporation. Black cards are always standard, meaning anybody that takes your ID while you have a black card can use the money that is on it.
Wow.
Legal theft against criminals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could
you imagine you're just that guy that's unlucky enough to run and get 5 misdemeanor parking violations in a short span? So now you're upgraded to the fancy new black card.
Just be a criminal who just robs other criminals. Like, it's literally the perfect crime. You can't get in trouble for it at that point. You don't even have to be a criminal to do it. You could be a white card holder, and you could just make that could just be your job, is you just go rob black card holders.
Yeah, there you go.
I see no flaw in this plan.
Clearly, nothing terrible is happening here. Mm-mm. There's nothing wrong.
Hey, easy.
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't be criminals. Huh? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, come on. Obviously, they chose this path.
Yeah, maybe if they didn't want bad things to happen to them, maybe they shouldn't be criminals, huh? Think about that.
Think about that one. I didn't want to be a criminal and have to carry around a black card, but here I am, obeying the law.
See?
Well, since we're talking about law now, might as well mention law enforcement in New York. And it gets a little hectic. There are 3 security companies that hold contracts in New York.
Only 3?
Only 3.
That's barely any, really.
Right? Well, of course you've got Knight Errant, Winter Systems, and the NYPD Inc. That's right, New York Police Department Incorporated.
Huh, that makes sense. I mean, they've got, what, 40 million people to police? They might as well be a business at that point.
Well, yeah, it was taken over by the police union and incorporated just a few years after the quake. New York itself has been divided into zones, also known as precincts, and each of which is patrolled and under the jurisdiction of 2 of the 3 members of the law triad.
The law triad?
Yes. The law triad.
That's kind of sick, I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty dope name. I like it.
The law triad. Yeah.
Oh my god. The legal SOLPA ring.
Mm-hmm. This was put into effect to try to reduce corruption by having each of the corps looking over the other's shoulder.
Oh, yeah, because police notoriously are just good at, you know, policing themselves.
Well, that's why you have Knight Errant running in one district, and you also have NYPD Inc. running in that same district. they're supposed to kind of watch each other.
Like I said, self-policing within law enforcement has not proven to be any type of contradiction or cause any type of issues at all within societal norm. Absolutely not. I'm sure it works without a hitch.
So the problem...
Oh, what? There's a problem with this system? That's crazy.
I know, it just blows your mind.
Wow, who could have... Easy, I don't... You might want to reread that section. I'm pretty sure this is a foolproof system.
So again, the problem...
Weird choice of words.
Mm-hmm, is that the consortium built into the triad system the provision that the consortium could remove a member from the triad at the request of one of the other members.
Cop's doing too good at his job. Get him the fuck out of there.
Now, this can't happen unless the requesting triad member has sufficient evidence of blatant wrongdoing.
And as we all know, cops are incredibly unable to falsify evidence.
Well, yeah, no. They want to do that because, you know, the law.
Illegal. Yeah, because it's illegal. Yeah. Right, yeah, they're cops. Yeah. And they're being policed by other cops. So, you know, they got to hold themselves to a higher standard.
So the result of all of this is lots of cross-agency suspicion, bad blood, paranoia, competition, investigation sabotage, evidence suppression, and generally even more corruption than normal.
What? Are you sure?
Easy, I'm pretty sure you're wrong. All right, I haven't read the book, but I'm pretty sure that's not correct.
Oh, yeah. No, it works swimmingly, right? They're all in the up and up. They work in conjunction with each other. They want to no, come on. They're competing corporations. Within the precinct, the multi-corporation structure works like this. Within each department, a cop and his partner are members of the same corporation. Other partner teams are of the same or another corporation. An effort is made to keep the number of enforcement teams balanced. Overseeing the department is an executive officer appointed by a tri-corporate precinct-based advisory board. Are you keeping up so far?
Yep,
totally.
With all of this, the politics in one precinct house rivals that of the whole UCOS.
That's not good.
There's also an added twist. Because, of course, there is. The added twist comes in the form of the Port Authority. The Port Authority is controlled by New York State. Not New York City. New York State.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
The Port Authority's primary role is controlling New York Harbor and the surrounding waterways. They also have airspace jurisdiction over the entire Manhattan Island. Which basically means all of New York City. And if that's not enough, the Port Authority controls the Terminal Precinct, Grand Central Station, and the bridge and road accessways to the city.
Oh.
If something gets you into or out of Manhattan, which is New York City, it's by the Port Authority. So you can only imagine the jurisdictional nightmare problems that arise from this. So not only is there the triad of law, there's also the Port Authority, which is a completely separate entity. So great. Well, with law comes crime. You guys know where we're going next. The standard big three are present in New York. I know you won't be surprised by this, but lo and behold, there's the Mafia. Who knew? The Yakuza and the Sulper Rings. The mafia controls trucking and construction. The Yakuza handle the illegal gambling, prostitution, and beetle peddling. That leaves the Sulpa Rings anything else they can get their hands on. They are currently competing with the Yakuza for the control of the black market, though not very successfully. Almost every precinct in New York has its own Yakuza clan controlling the area. And depending on the size of the area, they may have one or more Sulpa Rings. And then the mafia just work completely citywide.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. There are a ton of these different neighborhoods. I don't really want to get into every single one of them, you know, because there's a lot the way it's all cut up. You've got each one of these that I list, it basically consider it as one precinct, I guess it would be the way that it is kind of working. You've got Inwood, Washington Heights, and Newtown. You have the Riverside and East Riverside. You have Midtown, West Side and Upper East Side, Central Park, East and West, Lower Western and East Side, Times Square, and Neon City. Neon City is where the elite go to pretend they're slumming it. So it's like Touristville in Seattle. It was designed to look like an authentic red light district. And yes, Neon City is also a focal point for heavy criminal activity. Go figure. You have the Terminal, which is basically... run by the Port Authority for Grand Central Station. Downtown, South Side, the Village in Soho, Lower East Side, referred to as the Pit. This is where you've got your Barron's area with security rating of Z.
Z for Zuper.
Z for Demilitarized Zone.
Oh, well, that's not great.
Yeah, street life is the only life there is. Dozens of street gangs fill the area, and their nightly clashes get higher local ratings than the Urban Brawl World Cup. Then we've got Fuchitown, City Center, and Chinatown. Battery City. Battery City is formerly Battery Park area. It contains primarily large multi-story housing, tenants in varying states of decay and occupancy. Most of the families in the area are poor and lower middle class. Does that give you a decent idea of the areas?
Yeah, it still all sounds terrible across the board.
Yeah.
It is pretty bad. I mean, there isn't a list of, I don't think there's a list of gangs specifically in New York just because of how large it is. There was a problem in Amityville. It's a slum, right? Amityville is best known as the setting of the resurrected Simpsons feature, The Amityville Terror.
Oh.
That was published in 2047 and has spawned a series of Sims made between 2049 and 2075. The problem that happened here that made things even more phenomenal was after the passing of Halley's Comet in the 2060s. where the area was infested with Sheetum.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. After Halley's Comet, the housing projects were infested with Sheetum. SWAT team combat mages, New York State and Suffolk County DPI combat mages have since neutralized the problem.
I don't believe that.
Probably not, but yeah, you know, publicly not. That's what they want to say. But yeah, each district is going to have its own kind of unique leanings of gangs. So there isn't like a centralized list like in some of the other sprawls you'll have, just because New York is so large.
Right, that makes sense.
It's so large, it would be impossible to pin down every single gang that operates in all of the different precincts. So it does give you kind of an open end to be very creative with the type of gangs that you want to have operate in the areas.
Mm.
And if you want to know a little bit more about those specific districts, you can go to the Shadowrun wiki page, and they'll give you a pretty decent breakdown of them, which is nice. If you really wanted to, I could tell you who of the Lone Star Triads runs the security for each of the different districts. But I don't think it's that important. It basically, I mean, you've got the three. You know who they are, other than Winter Systems, which is kind of unique. I don't know if they get replaced. I know NYPD Inc. and Knight Errant stay. We'll see if that changes again in the 2080s with the possibility of Ares moving to the cost if they're going to lose their contracts. That's a whole deal that is currently in the works. So I don't know for sure. We'll see how everything shakes out as they continue to progress the timeline. But that is something that is happening as of the most recent lore book that has dropped from Catalyst called Falling Point. So maybe Winters is still around. Otherwise, you lose the law enforcement triad. We can't lose the law enforcement triad, you guys.
Yeah, no, they're the most important.
They're clearly the most important part.
They are the best part.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. They're the triad, after all.
They are the triad, the law triad. I mean, that's the basis of New York. One thing that I did leave out, because I mentioned it very, very early on when we actually started doing this whole podcast, New York was actually the site of one of the first problems that arise in the Sixth World that helped lead to the creation of extraterritoriality for corporations, where a bunch of rioters hijacked a convoy of trucks that was carrying medical waste.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was carrying food. And this is after the quake has already kind of messed everything up. So that was one of the reasons. But I mean, we've already mentioned that. That was early on when we were building the Sixth World and how things really came about. So New York has prominently been in it since the very beginning.
Thanks, guys.
They just helped open up, setting a precedent that ended up being terrible. Well, you guys, what do you think of New York?
As usual, it's terrible. I can't wait for us to get to the happy places in the Sixth World.
Happy places. He says with air quotes. I mean, what was your favorite part of this evening? About New York.
Oh God, how did I forget? The security triad, the cop triad. What the hell was their name? Their stupid
law triad. Law,
yes, the law triad is obviously the best part, but
you don't like the pass card system? I thought it was great.
That is pretty unusually unnecessarily in depth.
It's so unnecessary.
but it does absolutely, it really fits the Shadowrun vibe of being unnecessarily complex.
Well, it's on top of already having or not having a sin. So on top of that, on top of being a registered, could you just imagine being a regular citizen, right? Already have a sin that is registered, but now you have to have a stupid pass card. And you can't lose it.
Right.
Because it has all of your information on it.
You can never be too safe, you know?
I guess. I don't know. That's just unnecessary redundancy. And don't forget Austin's great idea of just robbing criminals.
We got to keep those red stripers away from the good upstanding members of New York society.
Which red stripers do you mean, though? Do you mean all the gray red stripers or the black card red stripers?
No temporary criminals allowed in New York. Send them to Staten Island.
But before you do, make sure you take their card so they can't get back.
Yeah. Well, they control the Port Authority. They could just choose not to let him back. So
that's true too. God, on top of the Port Authority, and things probably get even more ridiculous with the UCAS Navy being in close proximity, along with the Coast Guard. That's a whole nother level of jurisdiction that you have to deal with as well. So, being caught smuggling into New York has to be just a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't recommend
not
it.
To do that. Yeah, just don't get caught. Well, good tip.
That's what you don't want. Yeah, don't get caught. Great tip. But that many people living on top of each other.
Yeah, that's insane. This just walking around the streets must be
horrible. That's why it's called a megaplex. Being true. Even larger than the Seattle Metroplex. So, there you go. There's New York, you guys.
Woo!
Woo! This is where we put in that... Was it the Jay-Z song, right?
Oh.
There is quite a few Jay-Z songs about New York.
New York, right? You can just input one of them at this point. That's like the outro, right? That's how we do this.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, personally, I would rather do a Nas song, but I've always been more of a Nas guy over Jay-Z.
Okay, that's fair. All right, you guys.
We got a pick, but...
So, for funsies, for absolute funsies on the way out here, if you could create one gang that operates in New York, what would your gang be?
Huh.
After everything that we've just talked about.
So I would create the stealing from criminals gang, but to put a caveat onto deepening that, in order to be a member of that gang, you would also have to be an aspiring stand-up comedian.
Okay.
So your day job would be trying to get a job, writing for sitcoms or doing comedy, and then at night you run around as a shadow gang practicing your tight fives while holding up criminals and stealing their stealing all of their identification cards. At least they can have a little fun while they're getting robbed. You know, that's the intent here.
Yeah, getting a little show while being robbed. Why not?
It lessens the blow, I guess, a little bit. Right?
Does it? Does it?
I mean,
does it? What are you saying, that it would be worse to be robbed while also having to suffer through somebody's mediocre stand-up comedy routine at the same time?
It could be, yes.
I don't know about that.
We should find out.
We can test this theory.
Jeez.
Karma, you're kind of funny. Let's try this theory.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Go to New York. We'll follow you around with GoPros. See how it goes.
It'll be fine.
Nothing bad will happen.
I did want to say I did think that it would be interesting to use New York as a setting under the concept of playing a Shadowrun gang that are part of the Law Triad. So during the day,
Oh,
you're cops, and then at night, you do Shadowruns, and you could do it where the entire Shadowrun setting would be corporate espionaging the other two organizations of
Oh, that
the
could
Law
be cool.
Triad. That could be cool.
That
That
could
could
be
be
cool. Yeah.
all right. Sorry, Karma, what's your gang?
I was hoping you. I don't know how to top after yours. I don't know how to top that. I was
Stand-up
thinking,
comedians that rob criminals? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anywhere. Go anywhere.
I was thinking it could be cool because the I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a lot of pressure. Come on
Easy. All
up,
you gotta
man.
do is create a gang on the spot. I have one.
Yeah,
Yes, I
on the
do have
spot with
one.
all that like hour and a half of information combined.
All right, let's go to Easy first. Easy, what do you got?
Okay. I've got the rats. Okay, that's what we're calling the rats. They're the entire premise of the gang is to just be informants. We're informants for the Law Triad, we're informants for the mafia, we're informants for the Yaks
Or the megacorps, or
or the
literally
mega
anybody else.
corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
That's
inform
pretty good.
we're basically the paparazzi of New York.
The paparazzi of organized crime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Called the rats. Perfect.
That's pretty good. I like that. They live in the remains of old New York, which was
Yeah, exactly.
underneath the current remnants of
I was
modern
gonna say
Manhattan.
they live in the old subway tunnels.
Yeah,
I
the
mean the
buildings
old
that
ones
fell through
from
the fault
night.
lines and
I was going for like the old ones from like the 1920s that are
oh,
even
like
forgotten about today.
the original abandoned infrastructure lines, yeah. That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they would have to call their leader then, right?
What?
The Rat King. Long may he reign.
As long as he can avoid those dastardly turtles. Fantastic. Rat King. I
All right,
almost
Karma,
forgot.
we've
You
stalled as much, we stalled
son
for
of
as
a
much time as we could for you,
bitch.
buddy.
Yeah, we've done as much as we
All
can.
right, I think a gang that like operates because the tram systems are still up and running, right? At least the
Yeah,
newer
yeah.
ones. Yeah,
So
I think.
you've got the subway, there's inner city, and there's a new elevated train as well that operates that's run off maglev.
It wouldn't work for the I think the like the ones in the tunnels and shit like that. I think like a almost a hacker group, or I guess it'd be I don't know if gang's the right term just because of like how niche their market is, but like someone that like they hack into the train systems and then like almost like a train like old school like train hijack where they like just like cowboys they'd hop on the trains and then rob everyone and then dip out.
Okay,
Oh,
okay.
I think something like that could be
They
interesting.
could do parkour.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
they're
Not
parkour
no
technomancers.
You know, those two words absolutely fit together.
Oh
Yes.
yeah.
Parkour
Parkour taku's my favorite. Oh my god.
yeah.
Parkour taku's.
What do you call them?
Subway surfers.
Oh.
They're currently
I
facing a
guess
lawsuit over the name. Don't worry about it.
I need to think of a name for my stand-up comedian gig. I actually did.
Why
I
wouldn't
think
you
I
just okay.
why
I
wouldn't you
think.
just call them why wouldn't you just call them the last laugh?
Ooh.
See, because the last laugh implies murder. I think
Not
instead,
necessarily.
to me, it does.
Okay, fair.
I so I
Okay.
oh I yes, Karma.
I got one, but it's
Okay.
another copyright infringement area.
Hit me with it.
So,
All right, hit me with it.
I impractical jokesters kind of work because like
Okay, yeah.
you're getting held up. That's pretty impractical, but they're still a little jokesters. So,
Oh,
you know, I mean, I don't know. It's...
I was gonna go with the tight fives, and part of their goal would be that every robbery has to last less than 5 minutes, because
I like that
otherwise
actually.
it's a lot
Or your
easier for
money
somebody to
back.
come across, or your money back, yeah. Or you get a free ticket for next week's robbery, and you could bring a friend.
Yes.
Yes,
Yes, that
I
is
like
the
that. Yeah,
answer. That's the answer right
the
there.
tight fives.
Oh my God. 5 minutes or your robbery is free. Hashback robberies. Fantastic. All right. Well, you guys, please reach out to us. Let us know some of your gang ideas. I would love to hear them. They've got to be as creative as we've just shown you here. I mean, you've got a lot to work with. Trust me, New York is a gigantic place. So with all of that, definitely never, ever, ever going to this megaplex. I would never want to live there. It would be god awful. Couldn't imagine. I'm just thinking about it on the way out here. Could you imagine the smell?
Oh, I didn't want to.
Now you're thinking about it. Now you're thinking about it. All right, you guys. Well, thank you for hanging out with me. I hope you had a great time and some great lore to work with. And as always, you guys, we will catch you on the next one.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sound, audio, video, and or any proprietary materials used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to Critical Hits to use such names, logos, artwork, photographs, sound, audio, video, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Critical Hits in any official capacity whatsoever.